when last we left off was quite a while ago. Hello, everybody. For you, it's been a week since the last episode of Tankards and Treasures. But for us, it's been a year. It's been a while. It was a whole time. There was a pandemic, a panoramic, but we're out-ish of it now. So that's something. But yeah, we're back. Bear with us, because it's been a year.
So we'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine. There might just be a couple of things we mess up. There might be things where we have to maybe check some things. Maybe some things might get accidentally retconned. And also, maybe some of the voices of the NPCs will sound very different. That's fine, just get used to it. But when last we left off, our heroes, who are called...
Fortuna 5!
The Fortuna 5?
I got there before you did.
Yeah, I was...
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Hey, it's been a year. Fortuna 5! Made their way to the Triton city of Pasithius, alongside the crew of the Riptide, their allies, for the past little while here in the Plain of Water. Pasithius, a city you found out of two parts, the surface level being a series of interconnected ships, an entire fleet turned into a city, and then the underside, the original Pasithius, where most of the water-dwelling denizens and the royalty of the city reside. You entered the city, the top side anyway, and had a little bit of a celebration, went to one of the local taverns, and just drunk, made merry, and had some heart-to-hearts, before deciding to turn in for the day. On your way back, you saw Captain Johansson turn to you and tell you to run as he was run through by the sword of Razik Tamlin, who had been pursuing Fargrim and, by proxy, the rest of you through the Plain of Water for quite some time now. Johansson fell into the water, and though Xander did attempt to find the captain or his body, unfortunately he was unable to. In the meantime, you fought against Razik Tamlin, the members of the Gold Chain Mercenary Company, and a Goliath, who seems to consider himself as Fargrim's dad. However, this was eventually broken up by a number of the Pasithius guards, who arrested both the Gold Chain Mercenary Company and yourselves, except for Xander, who was in the water and invisible. And you were all taken down to the palace made of coral. At the bottom of this place, where you were taken to jail. But real quick, Xander, you're invisible. Are you going to turn yourself in, or are you going to stay outside invisible?
No, right now.
All right, you drop invisibility, we'll say, as everyone's being brought down, and they're like, ah! They grab you.
Oh, my God.
And you are also added to the group.
Me too.
You were all taken to, you were all given apparatus, like, very similar to the modern day, like, breathing tubes you see. Just enough to give you a little bit of air, enough so that you get down into the palace and to the point where the air pockets within it begin. You're brought down to one of the outer areas of this massive, just prismatic coral structure. And In fact, even the jail cell you're in is fairly colorful with mixes of like orange and blues and purples, making up the structure of this cell. You are all put in the same cell. Your weapons are confiscated.
Wait, are we underwater though? You said we were underwater, correct?
Yes, but you've entered an air pocket.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry.
Ah.
Because I was like, I can't breathe without my sword.
Yeah. But yeah, so you're in an air pocket. Technically, you are still attuned to your magic item, so you would still have water breathing. I think if you were away from it for a prolonged amount of time, it would end.
Good to know.
But your weapons are confiscated. Magic casters.
Hello.
Hello.
What up?
Your arcane focuses are also
no.
My ring also taken.
That's
that.
Not
beautiful,
nice.
Beautiful is also taken, but like very clearly they essentially have to get like six of them to carry beautiful.
I mean, she'll just walk, guys. Beautiful will just, like,
okay,
walk
you,
with you.
If you command Beautiful to walk, then Beautiful will walk.
Yeah, I'm not resisting arrest. Fucking
okay,
go on.
Yeah. Or if you have a component pouch, those are taken as well. Anything that they believe you might be able to do stuff with.
Do they take the bag of holding?
Yes, because they would have taken most of your, like, belongings beyond your clothes, if we're being honest.
Sure.
Anything they could see on your person. You all settle in. It's a jail cell, but, you know, the last time you were in a jail cell, it was a lot worse. This is a bigger one. It's surprisingly dry for an underwater city. And there's basic amenities like bedding, a table and things. You get the sense this is the nicer cell for like holding, and then the cell for prisoners are like somewhere else.
Sure.
But as you settle down, what do you do?
Markram just taps on the thing. He's like, wow, this is the nicest jail cell that I've been in. I don't know about you all, but
it's a holding cell, Markram. It's gonna be worse if they actually throw us in jail.
Never change, kid. Never change.
Marian's eyes are darting around. Where did they take the others? Like the, you know, Razak? Where did they go?
Let's find out.
Don't know.
Hey, Razak, can you hear us?
There is no response. They didn't come down in the same area as you. You get the sense it was a thing of there are two sides to this confrontation. We should separate them and get their stories separately, etc., etc.
Ah, maybe they get the bad cell.
Maybe. That'd be nice. I will say, no one lie when they ask us about our stories. We have no reason to.
No, we don't, because we were just there, and then we were attacked by, your father?
Yes! Oh my god, what?
I'm gonna be honest, I like 50-50 by that.
I didn't know
your dad was a Goliath, too.
Why are you so short?
Oh my god, Barry, you can't ask someone why they're short!
Wait, no, I have
some medical condition, okay?
I'm gonna break this down.
He's a Goliath with dwarfism, he's not a dwarf.
I'm gonna break this down for everybody. One, I am just a dwarf. Two, my dad was a dwarf. My dad's dead, as far as I know. Three, if that is my dad, that's some hella fucking magic that's going on, considering he's now a Goliath when he simply was not the last time I saw him. Which is why I'm 50-50. I don't know if that's true or not, probably 60-40 against.
Right, so can you take a soul that has already passed, I guess, into another being?
First, can I roll Arcana to see if I know what the spell reincarnation is?
You can, in fact, Murkrim, because it's a druid spell specifically, you can make a lower DC advantage check if you would like to as well.
Oh, yeah, sure. What, an arcana check?
Yep.
I got a 12.
Oh, cool.
12 isn't high enough for you, unfortunately.
I got 23.
Damn.
Hey, Murkrim,
holy shit!
You know, you've researched about the capabilities of druids and what you could be able to do in the future. Part of that as well, you know, you've been looking back through your lexicon, because theoretically, for getting home, eventually if you become powerful enough, you could potentially cast Plane Shift, and you wouldn't be able to take a ship, but you could take yourselves home.
Yeah.
So kind of in the process of that, like, early days when you entered the plane, you were considering the various spells you had, and kind of going back through your memory for all your training. And you do remember a spell called Reincarnation, or it might just be Reincarnate, but either way, same thing. That when used, revives a dead body and soul, brings the soul back. However, in the process, has a very high chance to alter the form and have it take on, or have it become a different species, essentially. Different humanoid species.
That's my
point. Okay, well, I mean, yeah, I relay that, but, like, I don't know. Murkrim's like, because obviously Murkrim was the one to ask the question, you know, before, like, oh, I didn't know, blah, blah, blah. But now I think I'm kind of realizing, actually, this is a delicate subject, and I'm kind of just, I'm being delicate about it. But yeah, I say, like, well, you know, I mean, this could be what has happened. It could be that some powerful entity has reincarnated them. But are you okay? Like, what do you want to do about this?
I forget, like, who amongst you I've told the whole story to be honest. I know I told Xander.
Yes, you did.
I think. All right, you might
which of
have
you?
Them, I'm not
listen,
sure.
I'm gonna be honest. Hey guys,
Joel
I'm
can't remember.
I'm gonna live with you. Over the last couple of months, I've died twice. We went through a tower that essentially traumatized all of us.
What?
I'm a little past some of the stuff that was bogging me down in the material plane. Maybe that's good. Maybe that's bad.
Maybe we become more well-adjusted.
So, what I'll say. I don't know which of you have told this. I was the one who killed my dad.
All right. That's...
Yeah, listen, I don't have time to go into the whole thing. This really fucked me up for a very long time, and then I had to redo it in the tower. And, you know, at a certain point, exposure. I'm still, like, pleased about it, but... But, you know, the long and short of it is, maybe that's my dad. Maybe he made a druid friend at some point that I didn't know about. Or... someone's fucking with me. Statistically, I think it's option B.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of why they would like to resurrect your dad. And why...
No, he's a piece of shit. Well,
fair. However, was your father very powerful in any sense?
Physically, yeah.
Strong.
He was a, Yeah, no, he was an enforcer.
I will say... From the what you saw from the fight, he seems to be about the same level, if maybe a little bit stronger just physically, as when you last, you know, saw him. And it does occur to you that where you are at now is fairly well beyond where he was at when he died.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me when I say, Fergus, the thought has occurred to me that I could take my dad.
Instead of my dad can beat up your dad, it's I can beat up my dad.
I can beat up my own dad.
Family trauma!
Yeah, listen, maybe it's my dad. You know, we're gonna roll those dice. I'll probably, like, ask him some questions that only my dad would know at some point and see if he gets those right, but... Eh.
It would be really fun.
I'm more
really
concerned about us going to jail, to be honest.
I was more, like, concerned of, like, why would he... Well, you did... kill him, which of course is a nuisance for anyone.
Yes, I can. He might be pissed about that still. If that's him, yeah.
But I don't know. You know, things happen. You let go. He got a second chance of life. Why is he still going on a revenge spree? I don't know. I just think it's highly.
Maybe I'm the bigger man. Who can say?
Absolutely, absolutely. I would say that.
I mean, I've never been spiteful, vengeful. I've never wanted to hold a grudge.
No. All right.
My father
okay,
held
now
grudges,
we're pushing it.
And I'll never forgive him for that.
Okay, okay.
Hey,
you know what? It's great to be back. Right.
Yeah, that was me. Because that was too funny not to...
Yeah. listen. All things considered, Razak Tamlin's scary to me still. That man still scares the shit out of me.
Fucking terrifying.
My dad less so. Now, it might explain why Razak Tamlin came to the fucking water plane to get me. Which, to be honest, that was to be honest, the most surprising thing that's happened so far, is the fact that he showed up.
Oh, he never showed up in, like, your recitals and such?
What?
Well, that too. Well, yeah. We didn't really go... So, I didn't really do recitals with my dad so much as he took me on murder trips.
Oh,
I think would
okay.
be the nicer way to phrase it.
Right, so murder spree father. He goes down or gets help to get to the plane of water to act his revenge on you with a very powerful dickhead called Razak fucking
yes.
Tamlin. And this is this so? Wait, are we saying that this is your fault? Are you saying
that Razak's chasing us?
Is it? Are you the magnet? Are you the magnet?
We all have our demons here in this, I think.
I mean,
actually, Murkrum, you have some demons as well, right?
Yes, but...
Do your demons know how to cast spells like this?
If you're talking about my brother, then possibly, but...
Would your brother be able to do things like get a group to the plane of water? Having known that you were traveling with Murkrum and, you know, Fargrim together, and you were seen together in the fighting ring before we came to the plane of water. Are they together?
I hope not. I think we're all panicking here.
Is this a family reunion? Is this an unnecessary family reunion of death?
Can I? So what were you asking again, Varian, real quick?
Nothing.
No, about the arena. Just because...
We were, Fargrim and Murkrum were seen together by Razak Tamlin. Like, the whole crew was seen together by Razak when he was recognized.
Okay.
And the shit went down.
I will say, at no point has Razak Tamlin really called anyone out other than Fargrim. The
yes.
only times he has is when, oh, a member of your crew is by themselves, this is an opportunity.
It's y'all.
To take them out, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's really been Fargrim. It doesn't seem like anyone else is really the... It's just by association you have become enemies, basically.
I'm sorry, theory brain went hard. I'm off of meds and I'm on coffee.
No, that's a good
no,
theory
good,
brain.
Good. Theorize.
Good
yeah.
theory brain.
Murkrum is
yeah.
worried, no.
Selene's like, it's everyone's fucking angry relative.
Yeah, sorry, no. It was like a sudden pull.
Well,
like
no, you're good. It's just, if it's something that you very much would know, I want to make sure you don't get, like, go down the wrong track and then maybe it causes problems for you. So just making sure you know everything. And also, it's been a while.
Thank you.
To be fair, now I'm like... Well, I'll go into Murkrum, because Murkrum will probably think this. Like, I mean, I hope that... I mean, this person's clearly powerful. And if they've done any sort of background checks on any of us, I mean... Let's just try and keep our heads here.
Also, it's very on-brand from things from our past to pop up randomly and try and kill us in this hellish plane. So,
the dragon.
I'm so excited for Dryland. I'm so excited to just touch grass.
I want to touch some grass. Just go outside, touch grass for several hours.
Whenever
just
I touch grass, it burns.
Oh, are you allergic?
Hmm?
Oh. No, fire genasi.
Yeah. But also, you do have magic. Anyway, so your dad followed you to the water plane. That's wild.
Yeah. Listen, again, if it's my dad, I'm not totally convinced it is. I'm just convinced Razak followed me.
I mean, our sibling was in the plane of water as well. I guess
I was just about to say that.
We're having...
Yeah, it seems a weird amount of people have been following us.
Everyone comes to this plane.
bit.
Maybe it's probably...
It's like a holiday destination, right? All beaches.
We have seen barely any beaches since we've been here. 2 stars on Yelp.
Good places.
Seeing another D&D version of Yelp.
Yelp.
Listen. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna hope they go to jail forever. Maybe they do, maybe they don't.
Mm-hmm.
We leave. We still gotta go to the Inked Pocket and get whatever the fuck is there. I'm convinced something terrifying will be in the ocean.
Yeah,
it's the ocean. So, listen, I think we'll be fine. What, they're gonna maybe bust out of jail, catch us unprepared, blow one of our tools or weapons or anything, and then he kills us?
That's what I think. Absolutely. Yes. The only one that maybe might get out of here is... And she does, like, finger guns on Tavian's Varian. I was like, Varian. On Tavian's Varian. Be like, you got the muscles. You are the only one that can really get us out of here.
I can also get us our stuff back.
How?
I can send my Echo out to get our stuff if you want.
Hey,
you have
gang.
Your friend here, though, right? They could help us.
I mean, we don't have to. I'd rather wait for my friend. That seems like a better option. I'm just saying, we can.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, I love the initiative. I'm all for a good scheme. Mm-hmm. Let's, hey, for once in our lives, like truly in a rare instance, this isn't our fault.
No.
Like, not.
Yeah, we truly it is. And I don't have to lie about it.
So... Yeah,
no.
We just tell
you
the
know
truth.
What? That's incredible, actually.
That's nice.
Right?
It feels
just, like,
I'm proud of
bit.
Us.
That feels nice. That
oh,
feels
grown.
It feels good.
Pat each other right. back. We didn't kill
now.
Our own fucking captain.
Yes.
Oh, God, I forgot about
we'll
that
process
part.
That. Oh. Yeah, we'll process that when we're out of here.
We get that
and...
Captain Daddy died.
Because we had Fargrim's daddy arrive, and I was thinking about that daddy
that's
rather than the other daddy.
Daddy!
Yes! Jesus. I'd like to swim to the bottom of the ocean without my helm of underwater action on.
Yeah.
Look, he's dead now. I can make these jokes, I feel.
He's a dead daddy now. A dead daddy.
Listen, gang.
It's been a year, but the chaos stayed.
Hey, why don't we play the quiet game? That's when someone comes to get us, huh?
That's what your dad said on missions.
I'm gonna sit in the corner now. I'm not gonna talk to any of you for the rest of my time in the cell. I hate this. I liked us for a second, now I hate all of you again. Good day.
Good day.
Let's go sit in the corner.
Daddy.
These fucking people.
Malcolm's like scratching the floor and looking around the room like awkward.
Okay. So, you sit in for a fairly long wait. Is there anything anyone wants to do during this time?
Nope.
Honestly, just cause as little disturbance as possible. Just gonna sit.
Alright.
Oh, at least glance at my team members. Touch
Malcolm's
a wall.
Malcolm's gonna do the thing... You know, have you ever, like, laid on your bed, but, like, put your legs up against the wall?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Mercury's gonna do.
Okay.
I use prestidigitation to grow a beard. No.
Fire beard.
So, eventually, it takes a few hours of just kind of staring at the wall and monotony, but eventually, a group of Pacifian guards do come. As the cell is opened and one steps in.
You have been summoned.
All of us, or...?
All of you.
Oh, okay.
Do we
need to go somewhere, or are you going to take us somewhere?
Come with us.
Okay. I feel like you could have just, like, gestured. Doesn't matter.
Strains his jacket.
An escort comes around you. You aren't manacled or anything, but they are, like, keeping a tight, like, net around you, making mm-hmm. sure you go where they tell you to go and don't, like, stray at all. You go up winding, twisting stairs and down long hallways, and eventually you come along a kind of like a an overpass, but it's strange because it's underwater. But like glass on the side, so you can see the water on the outside, and you're heading for the center of this coral palace. A number of other stairs and hallways, and eventually you see two massive doors that open, revealing a long purple carpet and a massive and beautiful chamber filled with various artworks made out of tiles and sculpted coral, out of tied iron, the iron that most of the vessels here are made out of. Some out of familiar materials like wood and glass, just various objects from various places and peoples. And up three sets of stairs. At the other end of this chamber, there is a large throne. You see, on the left and right side are a number of mostly Tritons, but some of other races as well. Some are guards, some seem to be more politicians or civil servants. In various, you know, seating arrangements, some are standing. The throne sits empty, but next to it you see an individual with a large scroll currently unopened, standing in front of a massive coral funnel, I guess, or speaker. Eventually, you're brought maybe halfway into the chamber, a little close to the stairs, where you are the front set of Tritons kind of moved to the back, so you have an unobstructed view of the throne in front of you, but they are very much, you know, staying on guard behind you. After a moment, the doors that you entered in close, and the individual with the scroll opens it and says,
All kneel for King Barius Persephian III. Guardian of the Tides, Triton First Reborn, and Grand Admiral of the Persephian Armada.
As everyone quickly gets down on their knees, you are motioned to do the same. As through a door...
Celine does it really awkwardly, like, Jesus Christ.
Okay, yeah. people get down as from a... door. Behind the throne, you see entourage escorting him. A ripped Triton standing very, very tall, maybe 6'2". Not wearing a breastplate, but has these very intricately shaped yellow coral braces on, a massive kind of like, I don't know the specific name, but it's like those big necklaces, and like the neck armor kind of thing.
A number
of gems and stuff embedded in it, yeah. A cape. And a trident that looks like it's made of just like deep, like underwater stone, with glowing lines of blue occasionally shooting from the bottom to the top through the cracks. Long hair. Pulled up in a very ornamental ponytail with a number of hair dressings and pins and things like that. inside of it as King Boreas the Third steps to the throne, takes a seat, waits a moment for his entourage to take their places around him, and then boom, smashes down his trident once as everyone stands up and is no longer kneeling, and waits for everyone to do that, including all of you.
Yeah, we just... Well, I follow.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yes.
Just look around.
And then like... and a second, boom, as now, hasn't been looking at you this whole time, and in fact, when he sat down, he closed his eyes, but his eyes open as he looks out across all of you. As you see the just this light shine to this deep blue skin, and these piercing blue eyes look right into all of you, as he says,
"Your actions here have changed quite a many things. This city is the barrier, the gate against the depths and the creatures that lie within. What you have all done has forever changed its future. Here, we believe in repaying our debts, and I will ensure that this one is."
As there is another bang of the trident, and you see stepping out from another door, a beautiful triton in a long, like, woven seaweed green dress. Like, it's like someone has dried out and turned seaweed into threads and then made a dress from it.
It's kind of dirty.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful, long, slightly reddish purple hair, and various jewelry and accoutrements as she's very much holding herself as a royal, as she kind of keeps her hands together, steps down until she's in front of all of you. Varian Costa.
I mean, hi.
I have something to say to you.
I'm so sorry, we're not pirates or anything. It's...
You see, there is a chuckle not only from this individual, but from a number of the people at the side, until eventually the king, boom, again, and everyone settles down.
A blood first just popped in Vargrim's eye.
Yeah.
I love you so much.
Fear not. You are not under suspicion of such a thing.
Okay.
What I have to say to you, Varian Costa, is thank you. Because as I and everyone else here have been led to believe, is that without your aid, the now commander, Malrin Banozath, would not have been able to get the vital elixir that saved my life.
Oh! Oh, you're Malrin's buddy! Princess?
Princess.
I'm so sorry.
As the speaker now says, Princess Aridin Pasithea, the song of Pasithius. Sorry, Pasithea, not Pasithea.
And what a beautiful song it is.
At that point, she kind of steps back and looks to her father, the king, as this stone face breaks into a smile.
Yes! Admit it, I had you all fooled for a moment there. I apologize for the jest. We get visitors here so rarely.
Oh!
Oh! There's another knock of the trident as boom, and immediately you hear conversation as people are like clapping and laughing, and the very tense demeanor of this chamber falls away instantly.
Oh shit! Oh,
Darren's back on his knees, but hyperventilating.
This is almost worse. This is worse. Oh god.
This is worse.
I understand. When they want to kill us, I understand them. I have no idea what these people
I'm
want
in
from
danger.
Us.
Oh god.
Okay. Okay, settle. You have all done a great service, and as I said, I refuse to allow this to go unrepaid. You are hereby cleared of whatever charges you were held for, not that it would have come to anything, as I am led to believe. In addition, whatever your purpose here, if the royal family of Pasiphaeus can aid you in any way, we shall.
Hi. Question. Yes, sorry, yes. Quick, really quick question. Do you know how, Your Majesty, do you know how to leave this plane? Because we're really trying. We've been trying for a while, and it's not working.
We have other things to do first.
We know a number of ways how. There are a few individuals in the city who could potentially plane shift you somewhere else if need be. Is that why you are here?
Yeah. You know, and Zander's gonna turn around, like, I know we have Armadeus, Brightmark, and all that stuff, but God, it's tempting to say fuck everything and just, let's just go. We're not going
Absolutely.
It's not us leaving this room. It's the fact that there's, like, a whole crew of
people. We're not gonna fucking do it.
I will remind you, you've had numerous opportunities where you could have left, theoretically, if you had asked for different rewards or done different things. You just, because you wanted to keep boats and stay with the crew, you opted to remain.
All of our quests were here!
I'm fully lightheaded, Tavian.
So, okay.
I mean...
Merc.
I think, I mean, we could ask for help going into the Ink Pocket, or we could ask for help keeping Razak at bay of some sorts. I don't know if they'll get involved in personal politics like that. I don't know, but...
We're heading to the Ink Pocket. If they can help with that, great. Also, ask them what they're going to do with Razak Tamlin and the Gold Chain Company, because they are bad and they committed a murder.
Yeah.
Someone else ask, not me. Someone else ask.
Oh. Yeah.
Your Majesty, we do apologise that for, you know, us becoming a bit flabbergasted. It was just a lot of emotions and quite heightened, and, as you may be well aware. Now, we just have a couple of questions. For example, what will be happening to Razak Tamlin as he did, spear
rest,
and shish kebab our captain?
Yes, rest assured, the individual who committed murder on our soil, you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
Will be held accountable, as will his compatriots. They will not be getting out of here anytime soon.
That is wonderful and a relief to hear, Your Majesty. Also, I think one of the things that we would maybe, if it's not too much to ask for, is a help to get through?
She like looks at Merc. Sorry, I'm looking at you guys. Hilda's looking at you guys.
We're going to a part of the Inked Pocket. We know there's something there we need.
Yeah, okay. We need to get safe travel to the Inked Pocket, as there is something there that we need for our travels. To get us, our crew, and the ship to safety to our original plane.
She kind of stops there for a moment. There's, like, you know, the jovial smile has kind of become a little bit more serious.
You might have heard me mention that this city is a barrier that protects much of the water plane from the monsters that reside in its deeper parts. The Inked Pocket is the beginning of those deeper parts.
That's what I assumed. That's why I know it's not a easy thing or a small thing to ask for?
Right. Usually, there would be a number of checks and much paperwork to be done before one would be allowed to go through the gates.
Understandable.
However, I'm sure we can expedite that.
You are most kind and gracious.
Though I would suggest, before your journey, you find a guide. If need be, we could aid you in searching for one, but someone who can guide you through the Tenebrous Trench, the area before you enter the Inked Pocket. A dangerous place in its own right, and one where it is easy to get lost, even for those sailing on the surface.
Thank you so much for that advice, Your Majesty.
You're great.
There are many individuals in our city who you can hire. We'll be happy to cover the cost.
That's also
badass.
Very?
Your Grace? King?
Highness.
That will do.
Do you know about people that look like they're covered in coral, but not pretty coral like you are? Like, made of... And, like, they're kind of serving a kraken, maybe? That's why we're heading in there. One of the reasons is we could use any information we could get. And also, what do you know about krakens? You look like you know what you're talking about. We don't.
Quit while you're ahead.
Thank you.
There were a number of questions there. I will do my best to answer them all.
Thank you so much.
If you speak of individuals that serve the monstrosities known as krakens, we know of their kind. I don't know if we necessarily know of the specific individuals you may be referring to. There are many in this plane. There are also some who reside within our city. They're not all bad, and they are not all necessarily tied to krakens or similar entities. But unfortunately, many are created through the bestowal of power from these monsters. As for krakens, we have faced a few in Pasithius over our long history. Those that have attempted to leave the Inked Pocket, whether that is to the rest of this plane or to your world. Is there a specific kraken you speak of?
I think you fought a pirate once.
Grimshallow.
Grimshallow. Your Eminence, Grace.
Grimshallow. Archivist, as one of the individuals next to the king steps up. A Triton lady, wearing like coral spectacles.
Sick.
And very fine, like weirdly like silk clothes, strangely enough. And she says,
"We have some records of the individual known as Grimshallow. We have not faced them personally, but we do have reports from a number of centuries ago about his arrival in the Inked Pocket and a potential battle that ended there. As far as we can tell, Grimshallow is dead, but we have not exactly gone to check, as it was not a pressing matter for us."
Okay. Thank you.
If you speak of this Grimshallow so long after his supposed death, then perhaps there may be forces beyond what we currently know at work.
Is your intent to fight this Grim Shallow?
We just want to get out of here, but like, if that's a problem to do with us, we want to help people, but we don't want to help, like,
we're good. We're not that good. We don't think.
Yeah.
And it's not just that we're not good. We're not strong enough to fight a Kraken. We don't think. Even if we were like the guy, someone else talk, please.
We're not the deity, if we're like the sea.
Fate determines we will kill this creature. But hopefully,
but you say
we won't.
This creature has servants.
Yeah. Yes.
One of which has destroyed our previous beloved ship, and we've faced them many times, and we have personal grudges with them. But
why do they pursue you?
Old beef, I think.
Fergus, can I insight check this guy to see if it's all right if we kind of spill our guts?
Spill our beans.
Because, yeah, I'm sure we're okay.
You know what? Listen,
they seem nice.
Listen, guys, we're in safe hands. Fergus, that's a 3.
Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking die.
I trust him wholeheartedly.
Seems on the level. So. Long and short of it, Your Highness. We were in the material plane. We got sucked into the water plane via a vortex in the ocean. We showed up here. A man named Amadeus Brightmart tried to blow up our ship.
No, he did. He did succeed to blow.
He did blow up our ship. I apologize. Yeah. He did blow up our ship.
Wasn't
I'm very sad about that still.
We then started looking both for a way to fight him and to get out of the water plane. In this effort, we came into possession of a map that we believe belonged to the person who fought Grimshallow, or one of their crew members, centuries ago. It led us on a quest, if you will, in which we came into possession of our current ship, which you could see docked above, if you so chose to, Your Eminence.
His Highness.
But there is a missing piece, so to speak. It can teleport. It's a very good ship for us. And we hope that it will be able to take us out of the plane of water with our boat, with all the crew members. But it's missing something. And the map has led us to believe that the thing it is missing is in the inked pocket.
Yes.
And Amadeus Brightmart is also pursuing the map and all the stuff that we're also pursuing. That's why he's bothering us.
Why does he pursue the map?
Not 100% sure, to be honest. At a guess, there's whatever that thing is in the inked pocket may or may not relate to his worship of a Kraken. I mean, educated guess.
Because it's been a year, I am going to remind you that in almost every interaction, he has said stuff along the lines of, he will return.
Yeah. Fergus, that's what I'm getting to. That's why I said I think it's going to unleash the fucking Kraken. I'm getting there. It's called eluding. It's called
leaving.
I'm just making sure you're aware.
Yeah, Fergus, we know.
Kraken's going to come by. It's going to kill us all.
Fergus.
We're fucked.
We think he's trying to unleash the Kraken. Pretty sure it's in the pocket. Pretty sure we need to beat him there is kind of the current goal.
So this individual and his crew pursue you because this map you're in possession of not only leads to a way back home for you all, but also potentially the return of this individual's master, potentially the Kraken Grimshallow.
Yes, far as we can tell.
Have you ever had the stories where a group of heroes find themselves with a very important object? We are that, but if they gave it to the wrong people and we just want it out. Honestly, we're really just freeballing it here. We've been stumbling from place to place hoping we don't kill everybody.
Don't say it like that, Sander. What we are trying to say is that we have attracted unwanted attention, and we have not wanted
And every single time we go to a new place, either Grimshallow or Amadeus Brightmark has tried to come and end us all.
Or Razik Tamlin.
It is not because... And Razik Tamlin. We are just not very lucky when it comes to trying
are
to find a safer haven.
With one another, this Razik Tamlin and Amadeus?
They're aligned with their hatred towards us.
It's like they should be, but then...
It's the only thing that we know.
Yes, I will say, we suspect not, if only because Razik Tamlin is of the material plane and seems to just serve.
Right.
They're a mercenary.
Oh.
Amadeus Primer, if you ever see him, was once a human or a humanoid of normal creation, to our belief. Currently looks much, much different, as if they've undergone some kind of transformation.
Turns to look at the archivist.
Well, that could be a number of things, but if we are speaking of a Kraken, then perhaps a Kraken priest.
Probably that, yeah.
Would mean that this Grimshallow, whether alive or dead, has some level of consciousness left, an ability to bestow power. If he were unleashed, I can only imagine the dangers he could hold. Very well, it seems your goals align with our own even more. We shall allow a contingent of our marines to go with you on this journey. In addition, check the ports for a Amadeus Brightmart and any potentially Kraken-touched individuals coming through.
If it helps, his boat can also go underwater, as a heads up. It looks very rotten and hollow and somehow floats, but it does also move under the waves.
That will not be a problem. In many ways, okay. We are better equipped underwater than above.
Sander?
Can I... Listen. I don't trust anybody in this. Can I insight check this guy? Because the way he said, wow, yeah. That would cause much devastation. Now I'm like, where are we going with this? What are we doing here? Okay, I'm gonna insight check.
No, Val, it's fine. I already insight checked. He's cool. It's fine.
Okay. I'm gonna add my insights, which is gonna be a big boost, obviously. Originally we have 8+. That's right. It's gonna be a good one. Just give it time.
Is it a 10?
Yeah, absolutely. 8+1.
It's a 9. We trust this man. We trust him.
God, he's so hard to
detect, like, any foul play.
Just a very distracted. There's a lot going on. Man, he's so hard to
read. Can I do an inside check?
Just like, yeah, we need allies here.
That's a nat 20. So 25 in total. Nat 20,
25. Okay. He's cool. Like, the first thing is, you saved his daughter and probably the future of his line, as these seem to be the only two royals here.
Oh, shit.
The second thing is, this is a city very much dedicated to fighting against the things that, you know, the more evil elements of the Plane of Water, and this Grimshallow could potentially be a threat to them, so at the mention of this potentially being a problem, they are very much on guard, and you currently have the trust to an extent of him and his daughter, you know, within reason, but don't see a reason for you to lie at all, and you know, it's not a big deal if they send one contingent with you into the Inked Pocket.
Mm-hmm. Malcolm wants to ask a question.
Yeah, guys, you can definitely trust him.
Malcolm's sort of step forward and says, I also just want to ask, and I'm sure the rest of us are wondering, what has happened to the body of our friend, the captain?
We have had some preliminary searches, which continue. It has only been a few hours. However, we have not found anything. The unfortunate reality is the currents
beneath the armada are quite turbulent, and things can get moved around quite quickly. Also, the structure of our city, the upper section, is in many ways a maze for those who are unfamiliar with the geography. And below the city itself, deeper still, there are many hungry monsters. We will continue the search, but I fear recovering your friend might be difficult in any reasonable time frame.
I appreciate your honesty, so thank you.
Do not like the thought of him rotting away as just fish food after everything he has done.
We'll keep him in memory.
I hate to cut in on the sentimentality. Could we be returned? We have some very powerful objects.
All of your belongings shall be returned to you as you leave.
Thank you, guys.
Right,
I just wanted to.
That makes sense.
There's just. Any weapons in thank you. I just wanted to double check on that.
He has Mauer in here?
Not everything.
Is Mauer in here? Sorry. Highness.
Commander Malrin is currently indisposed, but she has interest in potentially seeing you before you leave. The commander has risen quite a bit in rank, and as such, has a number of additional responsibilities. You must understand.
Okay.
Hey, look at that. Oh, friends in high places, eh, Varian? Mm-hmm.
But is that everything you require for the moment?
Yes, thank you so much, Your Majesty.
Very well.
You've been most gracious and generous.
Thank you.
And kind.
Then, once again, rest assured, the individuals that started this tussle shall be dealt with severely. While we can expedite... Oh, yes?
I hate to ask. There's a Goliath amongst them.
Hmm.
Could I talk to him for all of 10 minutes? A guard can be there. I don't need to be alone or unsupervised.
I don't see why that would be a problem. As he looks around and all of the advisors are kind of nodding and just, yeah, it'll be fine. Well, I'm sure 10 minutes can be arranged. Would you like that now or at a later date?
Now would be good. Then we shall have just something I want to wrap up.
We shall have you escorted to their cells when you leave. In the meantime, while we can expedite the process of your allowance through the gate, there are still procedures that must be followed. I believe it shouldn't take too long, correct, Archivist? As he picks up.
Maybe 5 days will be alright. I think we can do it in that.
Alright, do it in 4. In 4 days, you'll be able to pass through the gate. If we can know where you'll be staying, whether that will be on your vessel or a specific place you had in mind, so that we can bring word to you and all the appropriate documentation.
I think we'll be staying on our vessel.
I agree.
Very yes. Well. We have the records, so that shouldn't be a problem. Do feel free, if there is something else that you require, to come back to the palace. We will inform the guards at the gates to be polite in their interactions with you and bring any requests you have up the chain of command. Additionally, please do come and tell us once you have found a guide, if you intend to bring one and would like us to pay for it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, thank you again for saving my daughter. I wish you luck on your endeavors.
Doom! As there's another smash of the trident. Stands up and leaves with his entourage, and a moment later, the speaker says, "You are all dismissed," as everyone begins to leave. The guards around you, much less, like, crowded, they, like, begin to escort you out. You head back down the glass, long glass corridor walkway to the outer ring of this palace. As you are brought through the gate, you see a number of items are given to you, and then another group of guards come up, and they kind of take over as they bring you to a different part of the outer ring, where you remember Razak Tamlin and the Gold Chain Mercery has been sent in that direction before.
I would love to, if we have our stuff, I can just do a full inventory super fast.
Yeah. Everything's there. You all get back every day.
Everything's there. Yeah. Cool. Just double checking that it's not like all your platinum's gone.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
They robbed us!
Fargrim, would you like us to be with you? Would you like to do this alone?
I think I need to do this alone.
I'll be outside, you know, just in case anything goes down, you know.
Just... Yeah, don't worry. I still have one of Xander's misty steps in this bottle here, so it'll be fine.
You have your gun?
Come on, Macron.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If I got my stuff back, I got a gun.
Okay.
Whoa. I'll be fine. I'll take Beautiful with me if they'll let me have Beautiful with me when I go down there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, essentially, they bring you to, like, the hallway. They bring all of you to the hallway, and then if you want to go kind of on your own, you some of them split off and guide you to one of the cells. It looks like this is definitely more of a prison kind of cell. You think they were maybe sent to the same kind of cell that you were in before, but after like things were investigated and stuff like that, and you were all kind of spoken for, they were moved for interrogation and things like that. You see in one of the cells, chained both arms to the wall behind him, and then manacles around his legs, and then another one around the neck, chained to the ceiling, this Goliath. As you enter, Beautiful behind you, and two guards, one steps in with you and just kind of stays near the door, but like at your back, and the other is like in front of the door.
Perfect.
The Goliath looks up, spits.
So, the prodigal son comes to face his father once more.
Okay, we gotta sort this out if you're my dad or not, because I don't fucking believe you currently, is the dilemma. I'll ask you a simple thing. What was the last thing we did together?
Last thing we did to that little boy was a trade when you shot me in the back of the head with that little toy of yours.
Oh shit, you are my dad, I think. Well, fuck. Alright, well, you have to listen, Dad. It's been a fucking minute. You would not believe the fucking trip I've been on. I'm on the fucking water plane. I've died twice. You died once. I've died twice. Alright, so we're even. Just walk me through something. How the fuck are you, like, 7 feet tall now? Why are you a Goliath?
See, what you didn't know, boy, is that I had friends who were in very high places and owed me many a favor, including Mr. Razak Tamlin.
Are you the reason he's been fucking chasing us?
I might be the impetus, but no, the thing that convinced them in the end was you, my boy.
How so?
What were you thinking? Fucking over the myriad? You know there's no place they won't go.
Holy shit. Are you kidding me? Oh, God. Yeah, no, I know the Myriad's pissed, but they were gonna get me killed on a fucking deserted island. Like, at a certain point, that's easy math. Die then or die later. I choose later.
Think what you want, boy. Either way, you're a marked man. Even if you get home, there's nowhere you can go.
I'm gonna... not, like, get close to the bars, but, like, take just a step forward. And have Beautiful, like, shadowing me still. And I'm just gonna, like, shake my head. It's like... Dad. Buddy. It's been... years. Since I last saw you. It's been... a long time that I've been stuck in the fucking water plane. And you came here voluntarily, which is wild. And I need you to understand something. Not only am I better than you now, in every sense of the word. Anything that you think you can scare me with, I've got people who are better than them. Maybe the myriad chases me. Maybe the myriad gets me. But as good as they are, they're gonna have a hell of a time catching a guy who's teleporting between the planes on a boat. So, to end our lovely conversation, die slow, die in agony, and I'll see you in hell. Have a good rest of your life, chained in a coral cell in the water plane. You fucking idiot. And Fargo feeling very good about himself.
Just make intimidation with advantage.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a 15.
Quiet just spits and gives you a glare, but it's very clear here that, you know, the moment you showed up, like, completely free, he knew that he was screwed. He was just trying to, like, play with your mind as much as he could. He's not lying about the myriad stuff, but he is, like, trying to...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I fully believe him.
But seeing that you're unfazed and not really seeing a way to, like, get at you, he just kind of gives up.
Then go, boy. I'll be waiting.
Alright. Bye!
You turn and walk away, and as you walk away, you do hear a shout from one of the other cells.
I will get you! Unguard!
Razik?
As you do see Razik Tamlin similarly chained up, like, going against it, as one of the guards who is stationed here goes in and just jabs him in the face.
I don't know how, but I will find you! I'll get you, Spider-Man!
Fuck you!
Razik Tamlin chained up.
What an idiot.
The dragon of the golden chain.
Dragon in chains.
Absolute doofus move over there.
Yeah. Yeah, they really...
Hey.
You get the sense they really weren't counting on you guys having, like, clout.
Me and Varian are finally even. Me and Varian are finally even. I can finally forgive him for saying we're pirates all those years ago.
You mean last month?
It's been 2 years. It's been months. We've traveled, my guy. We've been fucking going. Too much Skyrim, you forget fast travel's not real.
Damn. I don't know exactly, but it's probably close to a year, honestly.
Damn.
We could be getting there. But I think Fargrim, for the first time...
In the audience, tell us.
You in the audience. I think Fargrim, for the first time in his life, is a little bit, like, strutting his way out.
Yeah.
As, like... two of the biggest problems, like, listen, his dad was his biggest hang-up for years, and then he went to a magical tower where he had to shoot him a second time and had to confront everything all in a oneer. And now he's actually got friends, people who seem to like him. So it's very much a case like, yeah, fuck this guy. Holy shit, he just wasted his whole life, a second chance at life, chasing me just to die in a prison cell in the wrong plane of existence.
Dumbass.
Fuck this guy.
Mm-hmm. This is good.
And yeah.
That's a big L.
That's a huge L.
That's a huge L.
And yeah, Fargrim, if you guys are like still waiting outside, Fargrim's kind of like, hey, What's going on?
Insight check on Fargrim's happiness.
You're happy.
Can we insight check?
Yeah, Fargrim? Can we insight check Fargrim?
It's a DC of like 2. It's fucking nothing to see that he's like beaming.
I rolled a 4. I got it.
You got it. Listen,
I got a fucking 0.
Fargrim's heaven.
Oh boy.
Hilarious. You think Fargrim's mad? I'm joking. Listen, Fargrim's in a great mood. But he's like, alright, so 4 days. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty sure Razzictam is going to fucking die in a prison cell, which I'm kind of pleased about, to be honest.
And your father's going to do the same, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he doesn't even have, like, the dwarf, like, long age anymore. He's on Goliath years. Those guys do not live as long.
That is so... You know, he done fucked up. He really done fucked up.
He really
up.
Did. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So, drinks?
Well, I was going to say, maybe, like,
I
go check on...
I think so.
Maybe drinks. Maybe we go check on the crew of the Ripside. Yeah. Their captain just got shivved.
How about we bring them drinks? I think
good.
A toast.
I think like a wake. Like, I know I'm doing good, but I'm a bit of a sociopath. That's what I was thinking. Like,
I'm sad. I will become sad, but I'm not going to show it right now. I don't want to deal with my emotions at the moment. So let's get like drinks. Maybe she kind of turns to one of the guards. Hey, do you know where I can get like a really nice like hamper? Like with like fruit or like donuts? Like... pastry
for
like
well that's probably gonna be topside somewhere because we can't really grow a lot of that stuff.
Oh no,
down
no
here.
Yeah, just knew if you knew like a good place, you know, topside.
I've never been topside.
Oh really?
This is my spot. I stay in my spot and then I go home and then I come back.
You know, good soldiers follow orders. Yeah. I get it.
Who are you?
He's a happy guy. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. We should leave.
Okay. That
Murkrim pats the guard on the shoulder.
You see, he has like an existential crisis, and you guys.
He's gonna live the rest of his life happy now because he talked to us.
does anyone here not have water breathing?
Yo, I can't breathe.
So those of you,
Xander could give it to everyone.
Those of you, when they find out that some of you don't have that capability, they do give a potion of water breathing for the day.
I mean, I have a breathing bubble.
Hours, and then,
just an hour.
It's up to you.
Just take the potion.
Yeah, I'll breathe.
Yeah. So you take a swig of the potion, you have 24 hours of water breathing.
I have the extra spell now, don't I?
Yeah.
Because I think I changed it out one session.
Listen, we don't even need water breathing. Just take the potion. It's fine.
For the next few days, you might need it, but for today, you're okay. No, it's 4 days.
Free
for
stuff.
The first day, you're fine. You swim back up and you get a better view of the Undercity. It's very much like you can see there's like a plateau that is, you know, this city is in this valley between this long ridge. Because there's these two long ridges in between which is the Tenebus Trench, and on one side is the Inked Pocket, the other side is the rest of the plain where you've come from. And there's two openings. There's an opening on each ridge that are kind of near each other. And Pacifius is in the first ridge, like, taking up essentially the entirety of that. So you see the bottom of the ocean floor coming from where you came from is pretty much the same as the bottom of the city here. And then there's a part where it plateaus and goes very, very, very far down. And then... you can't see it, but you do know the large gate that they're speaking of is far in that direction. So there's not really people who live beyond that plateau, but it does seem like there is some people going in and out. They look like hunters of some kind. That's probably where they get like food and meats and stuff like that.
Okay.
And the city itself, the palace is right in the center at the bottom. And then all around it are these massive, almost skyscraper-like, jagged black spires. And you see there are a number of, like, windows and doorways carved into it, a bunch of, like, shaped coral scaffolding all around it, and buildings kind of built on the side of it. It's a very vertical city, with just numerous layers going up and up and up until... they stop, and then another 100 feet up or so is the where the boats are.
and it's at a depth where it would be very dark, if not for the fact that there are a number of natural, but very clearly placed, like they were naturally made, but placed light and elements kind of keeping the whole place illuminated, varying from algae to like gemstones or like groups of jellyfish that seem to be going on specific routes around the city. And then also under the ships, there is this kind of almost net-like, but way too big to catch anything, that just has these hanging underwater lanterns attached to them. You surface, and a number of the Triton ships, because again, it's essentially the Armada, and then there's room in between for other ships to come and dock, and then the ships move to allow different people to come through. A number of the Triton ships have varying degrees of like ropes and ladders and things for people to get up onto. You breach the surface, and are you heading to the Riptide then?
Yeah. Can I
Want
to see if I find like something to bring the crew?
Sure. We'll say you find just some basic, you know, fruits and like wines, I guess, for like a gold piece.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll take care of that.
Wait. This isn't like a.
There you go.
Hey, before we get there, guys. What? The captain's dead, but we on the ship. Is Celine, are you going to take up the role as captain? Because the first mate still exists.
No. There's two ships you're
thinking. We have two boats? We do not own ships?
No. The Riptide's not ours. We in no capacity own
No. The new one that can teleport there. Maybe one day.
Oh, yeah, that's ours.
Okay.
Yeah,
that one, we don't have a crew for that, though, do we?
That's ours.
We have us.
We'll figure that out with time. They got their stuff. We're just gonna go be nice to the Riptide and then we'll.
Man, I forgot there were two boats. Yeah. Ships. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm still sadly captain on ours.
But yeah, this is very much like not a tourist destination. This is a very military base esque kind of thing. So
we're improvising.
Yeah.
If we've got stuff on the ship, I've got my tankard here. I can the tankard of endless ale. You know, I'll work on filling everyone's cups. And, don't worry.
We've got
about.
Plenty of treasure left over, so we've got tankards and treasures here.
Yep.
There we go. Adam,
they said the name of the show in the show.
All right. Moving on. You do eventually come to the Riptide, and you see. Parts of it are like splintered off and parts of it has been like burned with singe marks and things, as there are a number of guards around. A number of the crew members are injured but like patched up. Some of them are talking to the guards, some of them are very like working to try and fix the ship up and things like that. And you do see covered, like each of them covered but lined up, a number of bodies under covering. As you approach Bastille, the half-elf quartermaster, pauses talking to the guard that he was talking to and walks up to you.
Hello.
Bastille.
We were vaguely informed of where you were taken, and as you can see, we were also attacked by the group. All over now, but we had losses. I am acting captain. Mr. Brigmore unfortunately did not make it.
Oh.
And obviously Captain Johansson has gone beneath the waves. The ship isn't in any state to sail, and it will take a lot of time for it to get repaired, and none of the crew feel particularly good about leaving this place until we have some answer towards what happened to the captain's body. So if you intend to continue on your journey, I fear we cannot help you as we have. Though we would appreciate if you were able to maybe coming back and taking us with you.
I that will happen.
Most of the crew wants to stay here, though I have told them if any of them wish to go with you, they are free to. Currently, we've only had one volunteer, as he looks over, and you see kind of jumping down from the ship and onto the deck, half-orc in blue robes as Perios, the monk.
Let's go!
Hello again. Yes, as terrible as this is, I feel my expertise will do better on your journey than sitting in dock waiting for the vessel to be fixed.
Well, we'll have a room free for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can make one up.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, we
wow.
can actually make one. Whatever you'd like. If you like it like the... blue, if you like it, you know, a bit chill.
In the meantime, do we have a timeline on when we'll be able to go through? I know there's some
4 days. 4 days.
Oh, 4 days. Oh, okay. Did you have a
long story short? Varian turns out helped someone who helped save the princess's life, so the king was very grateful to us.
Wow,
we once did something good.
Shit happens. Am I right?
Hooray! Oh boy.
Never say no to a gift, I guess. Very well. 4 days. I will try and help out here as much as I can. In the meantime, I suggest you maybe get something of a crew together so that we can fully utilize your ship's capabilities.
I'm sure there's a
tavern or something.
Guys, Pirates of the Caribbean 1.
Yeah, no,
Bastille.
Yeah,
is
that's
their
Bastille. Like, oh, this is for the Empire. She goes and gives the hamper. Like, I know it's.
He takes it. Thank you. I appreciate the thought and the approval as well. We're low spirits, and we're also very sorry that we can't accompany you on this. But we wish you the best, and hopefully, this isn't the last time we see each other.
Well, we promised to bring you back with us, it'll be fine.
Exactly. And about what you said, you've done plenty for us already.
One second, Markham.
Well, we have work to do. Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You too. You'll need
Thank
it
you.
As well.
As Perios... turns and says, I'll see you in 4 days. And she gets back onto the ship and begins to help out where she can.
Well, now, I have one question about that whole crew thing.
Yeah, do we make questions?
They said they were going to send a contingent of Marines.
Yes.
Are we expecting them to be on a separate boat, or are they basically saying
they'll
come on our
They are going to go on your boat, so they would be able to count towards the crew.
Okay. How many crew are we looking for then?
That, depends that was... how, because we can, yeah, it depends how much crew we need, because obviously if we got that amount, but I mean, you know, I'm sure we'll be able to find some courageous people if we need any more.
Yeah, so specifics, I believe, I am going to double check before I tell you, just make sure I have this right. Yes. So, it's been a while since we've done it, but if you remember ship and naval combat, ships get three actions on their turn as long as crew members are essentially given their turns to run the boat. And they get a number of actions based on how much of the crew is on there. Or at least the Depth Treader 2 does. Some other ships might vary, but to get the full three actions, the crew capacity is 40, and then there's also a 60 person passenger capacity, which is kind of weird with the, you know, the fact that you can make rooms, but essentially it's a thing of it can only have so many residential rooms is the thing. So
yeah, it's fine. But yeah, there's got to be a cap somewhere.
Yeah. And there maybe is also an upper limit of how many rooms it can have that you haven't hit yet. But we'll see. So
I will check this in between games, but I believe for the full thing, you need 20 crew for all three actions.
Oh,
but
okay.
I will double check. Actually, I'll double check now, but you guys can discuss.
Do you have any idea how many Marines are going to come with us? Is the only question. What's a contingent? Okay.
Yeah.
So
well,
like,
you don't. We'll it won't be later. Like. You know, it won't be a full crew, right?
It'll, no, I didn't expect
probably,
it, but
it'll
it's...
probably be less than 10. Probably not more than 6, if we're being honest.
Okay.
Sure.
But it did. It did seem like they're not just sending the town guard. They're sending like.
No, it is.
Elites. Yeah.
Yeah. We got it.
We got a SWAT team.
Legit.
Oh, wait, 6? SEAL Team 6? The underwater SEAL Team 6? Yeah? No? Okay. I'm funny, so.
Fantastic. Funny all the time.
Yeah, but I figure, like, we're doing alright. I will say, I've been sitting on these infusions and no one's taken them. Berkram, please take this spell of refueling ring now that we're out of prison.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, I'll take it.
You can attune to it, and it means that once a day you can, as an action, get a third level spell slot back. So, you know.
That sounds useful to me.
I'll be
happy to take it.
And Xander, I hate giving you anything, but here's boots with wings on them.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to take them from Berkram. I'm going to make sure I'm holding them. I just looked at it like, thank you, Berkram, darling.
I'll drown you.
Berkram just nudges Xander and be like, hey, they would have been well good for when we went up against that dragon, eh?
Yes, they would have been, wouldn't they, Berkram? They would have been great as I pull these boots on that would have helped us with the dragon, staring directly at Berkram.
Couldn't have made them then. Couldn't have made it then. Recent trick.
Could have tried.
Berkram doesn't mean that in any sarcastic way at all.
No.
I know, Berkram, you're innocent. I just need to
But now he feels bad as he sees the interaction. I'm like, oh.
No, this is just how it works.
All right, so to get down to the actual shit we gotta figure out, we need a guide.
Yeah.
We need a crew. And we need to, you know, this is more of an RP thing. We need to make sure everyone's good in their current boat positions. So speaking of,
I have two questions.
Yeah.
I was gonna save this for later, but since we need crew members, what if we look for a permanent guide in the plane of water who could maybe join the crew? I don't know about you guys, but when we get out of here, I don't know where I'm going.
Oh, I did actually forget to mention something after I told my dad. I should inform all you this does involve you. Good news. Razik was told about me and followed me because my dad was with him. That was my dad.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
Was my dad. Left him to rot in a jail cell. Hope he dies slowly.
Okay, cool.
But, you know, there is another thing, which is, turns out I was also correct in that the whole myriad still wants me dead. So,
ooh, that's spicy.
I'd love to address that at some point, if possible. If not, heads up, we will be on the run forever if we can't fix that.
Well, at least you know where you're going, Varian. You gotta stick with us, eh?
Honestly, that's all I want to know. Yeah, you guys are great. That's what I want.
I'd die if I didn't have you all to literally.
I'm so happy. Okay, great.
You're too great not to be with us. Come on.
And if we're gonna get a boat that like jumps between planes, it'll be great to have someone who like can also navigate the water plane permanently on deck.
Yeah, we'll see about that. That'd be cool.
Okay, thank you.
So just as a note for crew, I have checked. It can't do anything, like it can't even move unless it has at least 3 crew, so you've been kind of doing that between you guys. It needs at least 10 to have 2 actions, because moving is an action.
Mm-hmm.
And then it needs at least 20 to have its full 3 actions on its turn, but it can have up to 40. So if crew die during a battle, then you'll lose actions unless you keep it above the 20 mark. And additionally, it relies on the crew. You are also part of the crew. You are counting part of that.
Part of the ship, part of the crew.
Yeah.
Part of the ship.
But also you could bring on extra people with the passenger capacity if you feel like, of course. You just have to pay them, right? The other thing as well is if they are, like, they essentially have to give their entire turn to work the boat. So mm-hmm. if they're working the boat and allowing it to have these actions, and it's counting towards that, then it might lose... but then they won't be able to, like, do their own things on their turns.
Yep.
So, like, for example, if you get the Marines to help you with yep. the ship, then they won't be able to fight in combat.
Yes, I was going to suggest we get 40 crew members and let the Marines be passengers yep. was going to be the thing I suggest everyone.
Mm. And also, if we can get anyone that can just randomly fight, that would be so good, because yeah. we've been the only fighting force, really, on that other ship.
And I will say, this is very much a Triton city, but the upper part, mm-hmm. there's a lot of travelers here of varying races, and you did see a couple as you were swimming back up who had, like, settled mm-hmm. in the Undercity, so potentially you could find permanent crew members who might be interested in going to the Material Plane. It's yeah. not impossible.
Well, that's the thing. We'll definitely catch on to people who might... And Merkram says this as well. Definitely catch on to people who might, you know, want a free trip home.
Yeah.
There might be people in the same position as
us. Maybe that's how we make money.
That's the thing. We're going to have to sell them. Well, to be honest, I think that's going to be the selling point of, hey, we're going to go somewhere super dangerous. But we might be able to leave if we survive, I think is going to be our pitch.
Oh, we have to survive first.
Otherwise, it's really hard. Yes, it's really hard to put a crew together if we're going somewhere incredibly dangerous and we don't make it very clear that they personally benefit from going somewhere incredibly dangerous. So, you know, like, hey, Marines are willing to go. Essentially, imagine if you ask, like, the random guy to go fight a Kraken. That's not what we're actually doing, but imagine if that happened. Like, they'd say no.
So what are we going to tell them?
Oh, we're going to say, hey, we're not going to lie. We're going to go to Think Pocket, but we're going to say, hey, we're going to get something, because that's true. And if we get that thing, we can leave the plane of water. Or you can stay if you want, but we will be able to leave the plane of water.
Okay, that's better.
So basically, hardened sailors and desperate people are going to make up our crew.
Well, but we're going to get a crew. We're going to go there, and we're going to get back.
Yeah.
I believe we can do it. We've got through. Look at everything we got through at the moment.
Yeah.
We're going to get home and we're not going to eat fish. We're not going to have to eat fish.
That, yes. Yes, Varian. That is correct.
We're not going to have to eat any fish. We are going to be hunted, but we're not going to have to eat fish.
Listen, we got a ton of shit. Let's worry. Listen, that's a then problem.
Oh, I just...
If there's one thing I've learned in my life, you worry about the then problems.
We've
then.
Been being hunted for, like, weeks now. This is nothing new. We're just...
Yeah, you got a magical dagger. We have to fucking destroy it some point.
The magical dagger?
Fucking... Oh, Varian's like a wanted warrior in the Empire. Yeah, remember that one guy saw you do your fucking twin magic, and then they were like, hey, you work for the Kryn Dynasty, and... That's bad for us.
Yeah.
Because, to be honest, I lived in the Empire. I prefer to go back, and that's going to be super hard now. But hey, we've all got our problems.
Yeah, I might need to take a detour up north at some point, but we'll
see.
There
we go. Oh, shit. So I say, worry about that then. I'd say, in the near future, crew, guide, figure out internally who's doing what. Mm-hmm. Just nail that down, because I don't want to bring in a crew in and then they have the whole, like, oh, the bosses are all arguing and no one seems to know who's in charge. I want, like, a clear power structure in place when we get there.
So, we're going to lead a crew.
A chef.
Apparently.
Boy, I'm going to be leading a crew.
You already have. Don't worry about it.
Well, I wouldn't say lead. I would not really... No.
Hey, Celine. Tip number one, don't ever say this when the crew's around.
I've led a crew.
There you go.
You're leading one now. You're leading the Fortuna 5.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, we're fucked.
Say that.
What?
Okay. No, we're going to be fine.
Nah.
Why don't we go get drunk for tonight? Let's go get
drunk.
Malcolm whips out his tankard.
I'm so glad I made that for you.
You're such a trooper.
That case, we'll say you head back to the Depth Treader to maybe getting some stuff on the way or maybe relying on what you already have. And kind of mourn and celebrate in both parts. Go to sleep, so you go ahead and take a long rest if you wish. Wake up the next day, step out onto the deck of your ship, look around you.
It's the end game now. Prepare. And that's how we're going to end this episode.
For the end of the game. Oh, I see what you did there.
I missed you guys. Still,
cool. That was fun.
We haven't taken a long rest in a year. I'm tired.
Yeah. I've been on 68 health for a while.
I've been missing 10 hit points for so long.
Yeah. This is the lead up to what this entire game has been going to, everyone.
I'm hype. This is cool.
You know, it's your gut. If you do this, you theoretically are getting back home. You just have to get through the trench and then into the ink pocket and find what you're gonna find.
Yes. Yeah. We just have to go just to a dangerous to dark
only
place.
A final boss. Yeah,
but we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Fergus, why don't you take us home, though?
Take us home.
Yes. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. Again, it's been a while for us, but it's been no time for you. It's been the normal 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks. I forget how often it's 2 weeks. There we go. That's how long it's been. But we're back. Not that you would necessarily know that, but we are, and we're having a good time. And we're gonna sail this ship home. We're nearing the end. As both a happy and sad thing. But thank you very much for listening, and we will see you next time.